Coverage of Arizona business and economic news on KJZZ is supported by Arizona-based CPA firm Beach Fleischman, providing accounting, assurance, tax, and management consulting services. More at beachfleischman.com.
Minimum wage workers in Arizona got a raise yesterday of 50 cents an hour. The state's minimum wage now stands at $10.50 an hour. It's part of a voter-approved increase, which will ultimately reach $12 an hour by 2020. Last year was the first year of that increase, and Ethan Clay, an economic policy analyst with the Arizona Center for Economic Progress, says it's been a big positive for workers.
Despite there's been strong job growth over the last few years, wage growth has been pretty stagnant. It's been very stubborn. It's been especially true for lower-income individuals. And so if someone has been working for the last 2 years, full-time, year-round, making the minimum wage, in 2017, they had $4,000 more in their pockets at the end of the year.
According to state data, restaurants and bars employed 12,000 more people in November than the same month last year. But Steve Chukri, president of the Arizona Restaurant Association, says even though restaurants are opening and hiring, not everything's great in the industry.
In my 15 years of running this association, I have never seen an impact to the bottom line of restaurateurs like this new increase and the paid time off has had in year one of this new law taking effect.
To get a sense of how the state's new minimum wage impacted Arizona's economy last year, I'm joined by economist Jim Rounds of Rounds Consulting. And Jim, we have now a year under our belts of the increased minimum wage. What impacts, positive or negative, have you seen in the state's economy and job market?
So there's a couple of things to think about. First, you can't necessarily isolate the impact of one thing like minimum wage from all the other factors that influence the economy. So the fact that we grew by an okay rate of growth for jobs, we added higher salaries this last year with higher wage jobs, it doesn't mean that the minimum wage didn't have an effect. It means that we could have grown a little more rapidly. But the fact is, it usually takes a couple or 3 years for these things to really circulate through the economy because people shift from lower wage jobs to automation. They make adjustments, maybe hire fewer people. So overall, we're not going to see the impact for a little bit longer, but it will have a negative impact. I get what they were trying to do, but I'm disappointed that they didn't approach it in the right way.
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, you heard from a lot of the critics of the initiative at the time that, you know, this will cripple the state's economy, this will cost a lot of jobs. And at least so far, to your point, we've not seen that. But what you're saying is maybe we just haven't seen it yet, that we will see it at some point, just not after 1 year.
Yeah, and it's not like you raise the minimum wage and you go from 2% job growth to a loss of 2%. What I'm saying is that we could have been growing at 2.1, but instead we're growing at 2. That still equates to a lot of jobs. That's how it typically works. But here's the problem, and I participated in some of the debates and a lot of the discussions at the time. People aren't supposed to stay in minimum wage jobs for their entire career. Really, the fact that people are left in the minimum wage jobs for an extended period of time, that's a workforce training issue. I would rather have spent a fraction of the resources that are being reallocated throughout the economy into maybe revamping the workforce training programs at the state and at the local levels, because that's what you want to do.
Traditionally, though, the kinds of job training programs that you're describing usually come from either a school, a trade school, a university, some level of government. Given the fact that those things maybe aren't happening, or at least aren't happening to the extent they should, is raising the minimum wage at least a temporary thing to help the folks who are working those jobs, who maybe can't get other jobs because there aren't those kinds of training programs around?
Well, and see, that's a fair point, because what I'm saying is that the government should have better workforce training programs. The problem is these workforce training programs are being run by government, so they're never going to be all that efficient. But I would have rather have gone down that path initially, and then if there was just a complete inability to do this right, go ahead and maybe make an argument for a more thoughtful minimum wage increase. I'm in favor of a minimum wage when you have problems in the economy that you just can't correct by saying the market forces will take care of it. There's lots of examples where government has to get involved. But in this case, I just don't like how it was done, because I feel like that person that is stuck in that minimum wage job, I feel like we could have helped them more with that training program, let them move up the ladder. But given what's happened recently and given how weak the states and even everything from the federal government spending down to the local level on workforce training, it is so bad. I kind of get where people are coming from. I just wish that we had a little bit more initiative to maybe go back and try to do this workforce training thing right.
So if, as you say, this is more a matter of time before we see some of the real impacts of the minimum wage, what kind of timeline are you looking at? I mean, when, you know, if this is really going to have negative impacts on hiring and job growth and the economy in Arizona, when do you think we should reasonably expect to start seeing that?
Well, you start to see the anecdotal evidence. You start to see the restaurants or other businesses that have lower wage employees shut down. And there are some of those examples that are out there. I don't put a lot of weight on that only because a lot of things, just like a lot of things make the economy tick that we've discussed in the past, a lot of things make business profitability tick. However, this was the final straw with some businesses. Then over the next year or two, you're going to see some adjustments, and it's not just the wage increase, it's some of the other issues as well. But you're going to start to see other businesses shift a little bit after a year. They're maybe going to hire fewer. And when you raise the minimum wage, you're not just raising the minimum wage for that person that was making less than $8 or less than $10 an hour. You're raising it. There's like a curve. It goes up. That person that's making a dollar more than minimum wage, they might have gotten an extra 60 cents. The person that was making $2 more, they might get an extra 40 cents. So it ends up costing a lot more than just that very lowest wage.
Is it possible, though, that, you know, as you said at the beginning, it's tough to tease out one factor from many when you're looking at the economy? Is it possible that the state's economy will be strong enough that it will be able to absorb that? That, you know, what we've seen in this first year where, you know, some of the leisure and hospitality jobs are still growing, for example, is it possible we'll continue to see that and maybe just not grow as quickly or as strongly as we would have otherwise, but still continue to grow?
That's a critical point also. So you identified leisure and hospitality. It will impact different industries differently. But yes, the state's economy, we're doing well. We're doing a lot better than I think people realize. However, instead of going 100 miles an hour as an economy, we might be going 85. And that's okay, but I still feel like we could have done things differently.
That's economist Jim Rounds with Rounds Consulting.